Generation of the Daleks by Howard Richardson, Episode 4.
The time has come, Doctor. The preparations are complete, and your degeneration can begin.
You can't go through with this, Davros.
It's too late, Doctor. There is no going back.
It won't work, I tell you. It's impossible for the Time Lord's regenerational powers to be passed on to another species.
No, no, Doctor!
As a scientist, Davros, you should recognize the fact that...
No! Take him to the machine!
You still intend to rescue your Doctor, friend?
Whatever it takes.
So, you know the TARDIS well. What would you say are its weakest points?
Ooh, I'm not really sure.
Don't you have some kind of computer in here where you can find out?
Not really. The Doctor's the only one who can work this console. Oh, hold on. How blind am I being?
Are you?
Yes, we have the best computer ever built on board. K-9!
Sorry?
Master?
A robot dog.
K-9, we have a little puzzle for you. How might one attack another TARDIS?
Consulting memory banks. Preliminary evaluation suggests bivectional stabilizer would be best target.
Yes, the stabilizer! That's what keeps the two concurrent matter streams separate.
So what would happen if it were attacked?
Tricky. It might...
Disruption of stabilization circuits may result in implosion of TARDIS dimensions.
Quite. It could be disastrous. The whole fabric of the TARDIS could cave in upon itself.
But if you knew what you were doing...
It might be possible to disrupt one of the dimensions in some way. Cause a distraction, maybe. I don't quite know.
You couldn't disrupt all of them.
Negative. Danger of implosion rises exponentially according to number of dimensions affected.
He means just the one would be the safest. Depth, time, height, or width.
Time? You could address time in Davros' TARDIS?
Potentially. String time backwards and...
Sequence of events would be reversed. The Doctor would be returned to our dimension.
He'd be uncaptured.
Checking.
That's crazy!
But feasible?
It's our best hope, and with K-9's electronic expertise, it might just work.
Memory banks indicate word uncaptured, not present in dictionary. Awaiting definition.
I am ready to start the process. Where is the machine operator?
I get to find out which monkey you had built this ridiculous contraption.
Silence, Doctor. I do not require his services to start the machine, only to control the regeneration transfer rate. You will see the monkey soon enough. It will be the last thing you do see. We haven't started yet!
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Davros. My hour has come. You will supervise the transfer of the Doctor's powers into my body.
Is it finished now?
Almost. I've used some of the TARDIS schematics. Only reversed the time control element of the stabilizer.
Which means that time in their TARDIS will run backwards when it's activated?
Well, that... Or the whole TARDIS will collapse on our heads, crushing down to a thickness of a few molecules.
Ah.
Don't worry, I'm pretty sure it'll work.
Negative. Chances of success are approximately 231-1 against, Master.
Rubbish! Don't you trust me, K-9?
Trust is irrelevant. Evidence suggests...
Ouch. Oh, be quiet, K-9.
Well, Marok, what are you waiting for? Start the transference process.
Tell your Daleks to leave. You make me nervous.
Very well. Dalek, you are dismissed.
I obey.
It is gone. Now again.
I don't think so, Davros.
You will never get away with this! My Dalek
functional. They cannot disturb us now. And I have an alternative escape route already prepared.
Oh, Dambros. Had you have said who your accomplice was from the start, I might have been able to warn you. I know Marok here of old. What is it, Marok? 13th life coming to an end?
Ah, you guess well, Doctor. I have just a few weeks left of life. But for this machine here, which Dambros has so kindly helped me research.
No!
Yes, Dambros. How is it to be betrayed? Now you know how your people felt when you abandoned them to the mercy of your Daleks.
But what about my Tynod powers?
A practical impossibility, right from the start.
You will pay for this!
Silence! My 13th regeneration can now begin.
So this is a safe distance to activate it from, the Netherrack?
I've no idea. I've never made one of these before. Let's hope so, Aiton.
All in place.
Yep. Right. Here goes.
What was that?
It sounded like a problem with your dimensional stabilizer, Marok. I do presume it's your TARDIS we're in.
But of course, Doctor.
You should have had it service more often than Marok.
No, the disturbance is external.
External?
Nothing. Are you sure it's working, Adric?
Pah! Useless junk!
Time! It's reversing!
Yes!
Mass! Reversal of time. Any second now, we can expect the Doctor to emerge from those stairs, as he entered hours ago.
But backwards.
Yes, should be quite a sight.
Oh, that's very clever, Adric. I can see you've been learning from me.
Doctor, you're back!
No time for reunions yet. We've still got Davros to deal with. Where's your device?
Here.
Ah, just change the impedance of this.
Yes. What have you done?
Speeded up the time reversal. By the time Davros and Marok come to land, they should be in time to witness the coming of the Jurassic period.
So they'll have a few centuries to sort out their differences, eh, Doctor?
Ah, just a few. Well, shall we leave? Goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, Doctor. It's been interesting.
Yes, goodbye, Tim. It's time for us to go, but we're most grateful for your help, aren't we, Doctor?
Grateful, yes.
Doctor! Where are we off to now, then?
Why, the Jurassic period, of course.
What?
I left my jelly babies in Marok's TARDIS.
Come along, Doctor. Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Starred Andy Haynes as the Doctor.
John Greenwood as Adric, Marok and Yaffle Minor.
Howard Richardson as Davros, Tim, the Lord High Chancellor and Canine.
Dalek voices were played by members of the cast.
Music and effects were by the Richardson Radiophonic Workshop.
This has been a Floor 10 audio production.